Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Why do I think you just may have some breaking news for us, Rolien Marx?
I wish I could claim breaking news, but I don't.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about this new headline that's just hit the Times of Israel, talking about Iranian speedboats intercepting a U.S. Navy vessel, which seems like a massive escalation in your part of the world.
Well, let's see what happens, because we don't have more information other than that, and it has been denied by the commander of said vessel. So let's see what happens. But it's not surprising. It's not surprising as we approach November. The Iranians and the Americans, conflicting sides about whether or not they're going to be re-entering the nuclear talks. Israel, or Naftali Bennett rather, our Prime Minister, just 2 weeks ago in his speech at the UN, warning the world about the threat that Iran poses, not just to the region, but to the world. Also, the news coming out this week about attempted assassinations of Israeli businessmen in Cyprus by Iranians. So it's not entirely surprising that they would try and push the Americans as well.
Ro, we need to talk about this next story, because the obscenity of an anti-Semitic desecration happening at Auschwitz just defies words. What happened, and what did Lapid have to say about it?
It does absolutely defy words. I mean, it comes at a time when our president, the German president, and the Ukrainian president were marking 80 years since Babi Yar. Now, you and I spoke a little bit about Babi Yar, and also why it's important to commemorate that. But unfortunately, with the pandemic, one of the areas that has taken a financial knock is the security that surrounds the Auschwitz death camp, which is now a museum and memorial to the grossest act of genocide in the history of humankind. And apparently what happened is that I don't even know the words for them that are polite enough to say on radio. Sure. We'll call them infiltrators. Got in and defaced some of the bunkers or some of the barracks with anti-Semitic rhetoric, with quotes apparently from the First Testament that anti-Semites use. I don't know which one they were, because the Auschwitz has not made that public, as well as Holocaust denial. I mean, you couldn't get a greater, more hurtful insult to injury. The Auschwitz Museum and Memorial put out a statement condemning it. Also very careful not to give too much away about what they said. And I think this was clever and strategic, because we do have a spike in anti-Semitism, and we don't want to give any kind of notoriety or ammunition to these kind of people. What we do know is that whatever video footage they were able to get has been handed over to the police for investigation, and hopefully the perpetrators will be caught soon. But our Foreign Minister, Yair Lapid, condemning these acts, saying, you know, that this is the grossest insult, especially as we commemorate Babi Yar. The exact same sentiments echoed by the Auschwitz Memorial and Museum, saying that it is outrageous. It is the gravest insult to the victims who were murdered there. We also heard from the Holocaust Education Trust in the United Kingdom, their spokesperson putting out a statement, as well as various Jewish organizations putting out a statement condemning this for the gross violation, not just of the site, but of memory and of the victims who were murdered at Auschwitz as well.
Rolien, also another interesting story. Ambassador Erdogan, I think, to the UN, censored in exposing UNRWA anti-Semitism. Shut down completely, I believe.
Not just the first person this week to be shut down. He was shut down literally 2 days before UN Watchers director Hillel Noyer. So what the story goes as follows. You and I spoke about 2 months ago about the report that UN Watch had released about UNRWA and their gross incitement, especially with regards to anti-Semitism and the kind of rhetoric by at least 110 UNRWA teachers. Now, Hillel Noyer was about to present that at the UN Human Rights Commission when the president of the commission actually shut down the presentation, calling it inflammatory and insulting. He has actually now gone to the Secretary General Antonio Guterres to intervene in this. But a few days prior to this, our ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, brought with him to show the UNHRC, he brought a photo, a blown up photo of some of the incitement that had been posted on social media from one of the UNRWA staff, which had a picture of Adolf Hitler. We all know who Adolf Hitler is, with anti-Semitic rhetoric. And he was actually physically prevented from bringing that into the hall. So UNRWA is a United Nations agency. They have been heavily criticized. We know that the United States under the Trump administration withdrew their funding. We know that funding by other countries, including the United Arab Emirates, has been either cut or pulled from UNRWA. And, you know, one would expect that the United Nations would demand some kind of investigation, would want them to answer why they are putting out this kind of rhetoric. Instead, they are barring our ambassador and Hillel Noyer, whose work is really, really exceptional in exposing the transgressions by the UNHRC and other agencies who should be focusing on human rights but are clearly ignoring them. And to censor them like this is absolutely outrageous.
And what can be done about it? I mean, because to sit back and accept it is just not acceptable. What can be done, if anything?
Well, let's see what Guterres is going to do. You know, I was privileged, as you know, to speak at the UN Alliance of Civilizations a meeting just several months ago, where the sole topic of discussion was anti-Semitism and what we need to do to prevent it. And Guterres spoke there, and he reiterated the commitment by the United Nations to curb anti-Semitism. Cut to just again 2 weeks ago, the Durban 4 conference, that now 38 countries boycotted it because of fears that it would just descend into an anti-Semitic, anti-Israel free-for-all. Now you have this hideous occurrence at the UNHRC, and now the onus is on the United Nations and those in its leadership that hold positions of power there. Are you going to do something about anti-Semitism or aren't you? Are you going to do something about it even when it inconveniences, and then I'm putting lightly,
sure,
one of your agencies?
Raleen, let's end it on a more positive note this afternoon. Interesting news that Oman may be the next country to join the Abraham Accords.
Well, isn't that fascinating? You know, we are all playing normalization Abraham Accords bingo, and everybody's looking to the Saudis. Will they be the big whale that normalizes? But we have had some speculation and comments from a senior official in our foreign ministry who's kind of hinting that it could be Oman. He says, you know, we're speaking to all of them, all countries in the Middle East and Africa. He says, we're speaking to all of them, Oman as well. We have ongoing cooperation. So I don't know if that is a big hint that is dropped, but what we do know is that Israel, along with Oman and Jordan, are participating in a joint water initiative.
Raleen Marks, we're going to leave it there this afternoon, despite the fact, you know what, I'm going to steal 30 seconds from you, because we've just had such an interesting comment come through. The world urgently needs to renew the Iranian nuclear deal. Trump and Netanyahu blundered by working to cancel it. Can I have in 30, 35 seconds your reaction to that?
Oh, well, it's two schools of thought. Some say the Iranian deal, but we only prepared to enter into an Iranian deal, one that heavily censures Iran and prevents them from getting a nuclear weapon. You know, at the end of the date, our very survival that is at stake here.
Shabbat shalom, Rolene Marks. Thank you for being with me for a whole full week, and we'll do it again next
week. Yay, we're going to do it again next week.
Exactly. That is what we're going to do. I'm late for a very important date.